Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black. You know, a new poll in Atlanta looks at where young women seek relationship advice from. And joining me this morning, Bill Albert, Chief Program Officer for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancies. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
So how are we doing? I see that the numbers have changed with teen pregnancies and unplanned pregnancies.
You bet. You know, one of the nation's great success stories over the past 2 decades has been the historic declines in teen pregnancy. Just a few numbers for you. Teen pregnancy nationally is down over 50% since peaking in the early 1990s. Teen births are down 67%. Truly remarkable progress on an issue I think many of us once considered quite unsolvable and intractable. And importantly, the progress is both wide and deep. We've seen these tremendous historic national declines. We've seen impressive declines among all racial ethnic groups and in all 50 states. Truly amazing progress.
That is amazing. But it says here, I'm looking at some of the stats. Although unplanned pregnancies among Black women have declined 15%, still 64% of pregnancies among Black women are unplanned.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and I suspect counterintuitive to a lot of folks who don't pay attention to this like we do every day. I think it just doesn't sort of float on the radar of most people. Teen pregnancies, as we started this conversation, are down tremendously. Pregnancies that are not intended among women, particularly single women in their 20s, remains quite high. Only in recent years has that begun to decline. But again, as your statistics note here, a considerable amount of women are saying, "I'm getting pregnant at a time in my life when I don't want to be."
And what are they doing about their pregnancies? Are they having babies? Are they choosing a abortion or adoption?
Well, you know, there's a couple things here. Number one, it is true that women as a whole are delaying childbearing until they're a bit older, which I think makes common sense to everybody, right? More young people are going into secondary education and delaying starting families until they're older, perhaps settled a bit in the workforce, et cetera. Those things are happening for sure. We also are seeing at the same time that we're seeing the declines in teen births and unplanned pregnancies more generally, a sharp decline in abortions. And the reason behind that is because more women happily are using contraception more consistently and carefully. They're aligning their intentions with their actions, right? So many young people, for teenagers, almost all of their pregnancies are unintended. For a lot of women, particularly women in their younger 20s, a significant proportion of their pregnancies, they report themselves as unplanned. And happily, what we're seeing now is the start of sort of a better aligning of their intentions, saying, "I don't want to get pregnant," with their actions, which is consistent use of contraception.
That's good. That's good. It says,
That is a good thing.
Yeah, Latina pregnancy and birth rates are more than 1.5 times higher than the national average.
That's right. You know, this is a classic glass half empty, glass half full. And both things are right. I mean, we have seen remarkable progress in declining rates of unplanned pregnancy among African Americans and Latinas, which is great. But it's also true that there are great disparities that remain in Atlanta, in Georgia, and in communities across this country. Unfortunately, the rates of unplanned pregnancy among African Americans and Latinas remain far, far higher than those among whites. Again, we have to recognize the remarkable progress that has been made while also understanding that, you know, this is not the time to hang a mission accomplished banner, right?
Right.
There's a lot of work to do. There are a lot of disparities that need to be closed.
So in this survey, in this poll that you did, it says that young women seek the advice of their fathers about romantic relationships over their moms, but they're not talking to them about sex, about pregnancy, birth control.
Yeah, you know, it's really quite interesting. You know, we have done a lot of research, as you might expect, on sort of parental influence on teens and young adults. Mm-hmm. And it has always been surprising to parents. And one of the most consistent findings that we've had over the years is that teens see parents, not peers, not their partners, not popular culture, but parents, as the most influential when it comes to their decisions about sex, which is always surprising. This new survey, I think, drills down a little bit more and looks at an age group that's a little bit older, sort of 18 to 29. And what we're finding there is that young women are saying, gosh, we really do want to hear from our dads. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, with a lot of dads and what our survey in Atlanta suggested, is that there's a bit of a crisis of confidence. They feel like they should have these conversations, but they're not sure what to say. They're mm-hmm. not sure when to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's really interesting. You know, you say the same thing the moms say. But so how,
that's right.
Yeah, how are they, how do you bring that back around to the dads and have them prepare for the conversation?
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting. I think there are two primary things that we need to do. I think the survey results underscore that these sort of classic traditional role of, you know, mom speaks to the daughter and mm-hmm. dad speaks to the son mm-hmm. simply no longer apply. I'm not sure that they ever did or certainly shouldn't have, but I think these results sort of underscore that's not what the daughters are telling us. They say they want to hear from their dads. It's not that they don't want to hear from their moms. They want to hear from both of them.
Yeah.
And they are clearly looking to their fathers about sensitive issues and welcome their counsel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think job one for us is to help dads sort of get over this crisis of confidence to say, you really do matter.
Yeah.
Your daughters really do want to hear from you. We understand the conversation may not be the easiest conversation, but please go into it knowing that your daughters want to hear from you. I think we have to do that before we can give scripts or tips to parents, right? Because
yeah.
they're not going to do this if they don't believe that they're going to make a difference.
Right, right. And, you know, dads have to understand we go to you because you do have a different perspective than mom.
That's right. And, you know, I having talked to parents over the years in this work that we do, you know, what I consistently hear from parents is, I don't have all the facts. I don't know all of the information. And we always say, you know, your sons and your daughters are not looking to you to be biology textbooks,
right?
There's plenty of good places to get information. What they need is your expertise, your counsel, your experience as a parent and as someone who's lived a few years and had some experiences. That's the real value here.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of the category of a shameless plug here for a moment, for those parents who are looking to either send their daughters to a place to get good quality information or themselves to get some information, we highly recommend our site on birth control called bedsider.org.
Yes. Yeah, that was the next question, but great. Tell us about bedsider.org.
Well, you know, it is, I will tell you, it's kind of cheeky and it's quite different. It is not, you know, the health department information. This is this is information designed to engage, you know, this generation of young people
yeah.
who are vibrant and you know, want the facts unvarnished,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but also want stories to be told. They want to hear from their peers, and bedsider.org has all of that. We have both, you know, authoritative and accessible, importantly, accessible information on all methods of birth control. There's a clinic finder. You type in your zip code, and it will automatically tell you clinics in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
that you can visit. There's lots of videos of peers talking about both different methods of contraception and relationships. There's all sorts of things there that I think both engage people and inform them.
And that is phenomenal because, you know, we don't even talk about this anymore. Used to be a time, I think in the 80s, the 90s, Man, birth control was everywhere. You always heard about it. But it's like so many other things. It just kind of fell by the wayside. But it's still there, and our children are still getting pregnant.
That's right. You know, I always say we have made such great progress as a nation in reducing high rates of teen pregnancy. But, you know, there's not a cure here. There's not a vaccination, right?
Right.
We are creating new teenagers every day in
every
this country.
Every day, right.
And they need our continued counsel and love and support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think bedsider is spelled differently, right?
It's BEDSIDER .org.
Okay. All right. Bedsider.org is where you need to go. Bill Albert, a Chief Program Officer for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me.